Maroon 5, What Lovers Do. Monday morning, you got Jimmy Nath, 26 minutes past 8. And if you just missed it, one of the hardest things we've ever done. No, definitely the hardest thing we've ever done on radio. We announced it up. This is actually going to be our last week on Hobart Breakfast Radio. Very, very difficult thing to do. We aren't leaving. We are changing. We're going to be still on National Weekend Breakfast 7 till 9. And we're going to be nationally around the country at night, 9 till 11. But what we did think we would do, guys, is we've been here for 5 years. So we thought we would relive each year that we've been here and some of the weird, wild, wacky and stupid things we've done. And why not start with 2018?
Now, Makes sense. Yeah, it was the first year.
So. It'd be weird if we started with 2020. And, it's
and
like,
why don't we start with 2022?
It's the Star Wars of best of. Going out of order. Producer Grace, you weren't here for 2018.
No, I'll be hearing a lot of this for the first time,
yeah,
to be honest.
And I'm sure you'll be critiquing, but I want you to know we have grown a lot since 2018.
I know, because I'm here now.
I haven't heard this, but I know, Nath, that in it is our first ever break.
Yes, that's how it starts.
Yes, yeah. And so I know it's about me eating a banana.
Yeah.
I have a banana in front of me.
Haven't changed.
All right, guys, let's take a walk down memory lane. Here it is, 2018, the year Jimmy and Nath first started on Hobart Radio.
On the 29th of January 2018, the Hobart airwaves would change forever. As two extremely professional, well-crafted radio broadcasting professionals take over Breakfast Radio on Hit 100.9. The city waited with bated breath. What would be their first groundbreaking radio talk topic? And then, at 6:05 a.m, they heard it.
So I'm still eating my banana.
You're right, bunny.
We're not in a rush.
Do you have a big banana?
It's my fault. I took a bite at the wrong time. No. Sometimes you think you... Because, I mean... A little peek behind the curtains here at Jimmy and Nath. There's a little... Nath pushes the buttons. Mm. Nath gives a sound effect.
Mm.
Thought you were doing it with your mouth. Oh. Give us a sound effect. Nath pushes the buttons here at Jimmy and Nath. I've got a little computer screen in front of me. It shows me the time that I have left in a song.
Yes.
And sometimes when I'm eating my banana in the studio, it's like a little game I play. I look at...
Oh,
like,
you're testing yourself.
Yeah, I look at... Go, I see, right, I got 12 seconds before I'm about to speak. I reckon I can eat a bite of this banana.
Bit of a self-inflicted fitness test.
And sometimes, Nath, I bite off more than I can chew.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, actually, it works better if I do this.
Behind the eight ball after banana eating gate, Jimmy and Nath had to do something big to kick off the year in 2018. And what better way to do that than by Nath challenging 92-year-old Deloraine man Alan Adams in a puzzle off live from a retirement home.
Welcome to Tasmania's greatest puzzle off. Let's make some noise, ladies and gentlemen. We have Alan Adams. And Alan, it is your home field advantage, so I'll give you your box first. That is what your puzzle will be looking like. Nath, this is your puzzle. It is very much identical. You have 60 pieces. The first person to complete the puzzle wins. Do you both understand the rules?
No.
No.
The action was electric and the crowd pumping. So Jimmy showed his exceptional journalistic skills to capture their excitement.
Can I take a seat here, sir? Is that all right?
I don't get much on that thing there. Hit. No.
You don't listen to Hit?
Well, I didn't know if you put a...
You said it, Murray.
Darting from wheelchair to Zimmer frame, the crowd couldn't get enough of sideline puzzle-off reporter Jimmy.
Do you have a favourite in today's puzzle-off?
Oh, yeah.
And that favourite would be?
Oh, go and do them.
Go and do them. You heard it here first. This is Jimmy signing off.
After way too long... Something like 3 hours. The 60-piece puzzles were completed, and puzzle master Alan Adams, a man of few words, stole the victory from hapless puzzle novice Nate.
Alan has one piece left. It's over. It's done. Alan's won. Congratulations, Alan. You are the greatest puzzler in the world. Oh, Nath, what have you got to say to the great man?
I mean, this is what happens when you play too close to the sun. You get burnt. Because this man is the best puzzler in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause, the best puzzler in the world.
What would you like to say to Nath now that you've defeated him?
Congratulations and thanks for coming up.
Thank you, mate. No, thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Alan, looking at Nath's puzzle, how do you think he went? Obviously, he's tried to chuck all the pieces on at the end. You can see there, but how do you think he went?
Oh, you mean well.
Thank you, sir. Done. Thank you very much.
And a round of applause for Alan Adams. Thank you for coming out to Tasmania's Greatest Puzzle Off. It was a rollercoaster ride, wasn't it? But we always knew Alan would remain undefeated as the world's greatest puzzler.
In 2018, Jimmy and Nath realised that garbage trucks are a wasted advertising space and they should be celebrated. So they decided to put a Hobart listener on a new garbage truck.
Woo! All right, we're here.
Dim, this is our moment. Our contestants are waiting. All right, guys, are we ready? Five, four, three, two, one! Coming off, who is it?
It's Riley Robinson!
It's Riley Robinson! Riley Robinson!
With young Riley having his dreams come true and finally being put on a garbage truck, Jimmy and Nath decided to do a post-naming interview that, as always, never fails to deliver.
Riley! He's huge! Look at the smile on his face! This is massive!
Look at the little fella!
Riley, how do you feel, mate?
Good.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Do you think you'll be one of the most famous people in Tassie?
Yep.
Yeah, he already is.
Tell us, Riley, what does that say on the truck?
Riley Benson.
Well, he missed the rob, but it's pretty close, mate. It's pretty close.
After having so much success putting someone on a garbage truck, Jimmy and Nath, as the creative geniuses they are, wanted to do something completely different to change it up. So they, put someone on a billboard. Look, I mean, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
All right, Jim, here we go. Let's get the countdown going. Everybody, five, four, three, two, one. Let's find out who is it. It's Amy Girls! It's the Amy Girls and all my demons. How are you going?
Feeling so pumped.
Oh my God, did you expect to be on a billboard?
No, we expected to win a grand final, but not a billboard.
After a big first year on the Hobart airwaves, Jimmy and Nate had a well-earned hunger. And we're better to satisfy that hunger than McDonald's in New Norfolk with a bunch of listeners on a horse and carriage.
We are off. Here we go. Through the McDonald's drive-thru. Giddy up. Yeehaw. Oh, wow. I don't know the terms. We're off.
So, Nathan, currently I'm sitting shotgun at the front with Lexi. You're in the back.
This is
the
massive.
Courage. The horses, they're on the way.
We've got Braxton next to me. He's holding on for dear life. We're going that fast.
Nathan, do you think, I think it's a lot faster than I thought it would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually didn't think it was going to be this fast. I almost need seatbelts.
Yep.
I don't think we don't have seatbelts, do we?
This is,
poor Matt's holding on to his kid.
With zero care for the amount of people that they held up at the drive-thru, just so they could do something they thought would be pretty funny, eventually they made it to the order window.
All right, here we are at the McDonald's order. All right, Jim, the moment of truth. Hello. Hi, look, I would like to order a quarter pounder, a Big Mac, a Mighty McMuffin, six bacon and egg McMuffins.
Yeah,
we've got a full carriage here. Two chai lattes.
Standard size.
Yeah. Six flat whites.
Yeah.
A cappuccino. Full cream milk, guys.
Full cream milk.
Yeah.
And in what to this day will become one of the great Hobart radio stunts, the boys got their order and crossed the drive-thru finish line. Classic Jimmy and Nay. Get it? They wrote this, not me.
McDonald's New Norfolk, the best people in town. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a gym. Let's bring it home.
Let's do it, Lexi. We are now leaving the drive-thru.
Here we go. Finishing it off. Round of applause, everybody.
Everybody, make some noise.
We've done it. We have done it.
We've successfully gone through a McDonald's drive-thru on a horse and carriage.
Yes.
Thanks to Lex Clark, his horses and his carriage. Wow.
So there you have it. 2018, a year of puzzles, garbage trucks, billboards, and a bloke called Lex with a horse and cart. There, it's done.
No, sorry, Cass. Jimmy and Nath were on for four more years after this. This is just the beginning. They're just getting warmed up.
Oh, are you kidding? F*** me!
Jimmy and Nath, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Hit traffic.
Porter's Liquor, coming soon to Newtown, Belle Reve and Sandy Bay.
Good morning. It's heavy across all of the major arterials now. The Tasman Highway is heavy inbound from Sorell through to the railway roundabout. The Southern Outlet's also struggling inbound from Dunearn, and the Brook is choppy all the way from Rosetta to the Domain Highway merge. The federal election is on Saturday, May 21st, and your vote will help shape Australia. Make sure you know how to complete your ballot papers correctly. Find out how at aec.gov.au. That's the latest in traffic on Hobart's Hit 100.